Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
What are you laughing at?
I'm afraid of what dig you're going to throw.
Oh, we get lots of digs in here, yeah. That's the voice of Africa O'Connell, because last month Mariah Carey unveiled the latest product that she's put her name to, her cream liqueur, Black Irish. The name is a nod to her Cork ancestry. Now, we all have to pay the bills, but it does have to be said that the celebs often strike up some pretty odd endorsement deals that, how shall I put this, they don't entirely fit their brand, or so you wouldn't think anyway. God, you better have the Dylan one in here, which I think is the greatest of all.
I think I do.
Do you?
Yeah, oh, right, I think okay, I do. A Dylan one anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, like, of all the things he'd be asked to do, he did what? It's brilliant. Anyway, I presume if you do, then the weird ones is what we're talking about here. So in other words, bizarre celebrity endorsements, I suppose I can call it. So Africa, yeah. has this been going as long as celebrities have been going?
You didn't welcome me to the program.
Oh, welcome back to the program, Africa. We're off.
Oh, we have a nice time.
Okay.
They've been around for 250 years, apparently, but they really got into their heyday in the late 1800s and early 1900s. But these weren't like normal ads that you'd see in newspapers or magazines or on TV. They were pocket-sized ads, and they were called trade cards. And they'd be little tiny advertisements that you could fit in your pocket or in your wallet,
like,
or whatever.
You were handed them or something?
Yeah, I'm not really sure how they were distributed, but I'm sure you'd pick them up like off a bar or something like that.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'd be for stuff like Pears soap and various chocolates and tobacco products and all that kind of stuff. And it'd be stars of opera and comedy who'd be on them. But in the early 30s, the endorsements were kind of popping up everywhere, from athletes in particular. But by the mid 40s, movie stars had kind of properly come into the limelight with the talkies and all that kind of stuff. And with the evolution of technology and the evolution of what a celebrity meant, a celebrity endorsement really kicked off.
Celebrity endorsement, just today, if you're on anything like, you know, WhatsApp or anything like that, do you have to say, I've been paid for this?
Yeah.
You do, don't you?
So there's fairly strict regulations now about particularly...
Says Dave Hurt that he's never been asked once, so I don't know the rules.
We'll get you some SponCon for your Insta. We'll make you an Insta-hun.
An Insta-hun,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's beyond
I'll be lit. Okay.
Yeah, you will be lit. Yeah. So, but yeah, there's fairly strict regulations now. Obviously, there's obviously strict regulations on TV
and there wasn't
on radio,
regulation
and there
then.
Wasn't. And it was barely regulated
so
at all. It was a real
star
Wild
could
West.
Say what they like. I'm from Hollywood and I'm fantastic.
Exactly.
And eat this, smoke that.
Exactly. Right. Drink this. Yeah, right. All that kind of stuff. It's a bit of a Wild West situation, and you don't get that now. And I kind of pine for that a little bit. If it was a bit more Wild Westy, it'd be better, because you get like Beyonce advertising Nintendo DS and stuff like that, which you don't anymore.
Oh, right, okay.
So,
and celebs themselves, I'm sure a lot more. I mean, like, obviously, the Insta type people, what do you call them? The influencers, that's the word I'm looking for.
That's you.
They just live all day long doing this kind of stuff.
They do, yeah. I mean, it is. It's like, particularly with stuff, say, like huge brands like Pretty Little Thing and Boohoo and all these kind of like fashion brands in particular, they'd latch on to something like Love Island and it'd become a huge collaboration with, say, the reality stars and stuff like that they would advertise then those products on their Instagrams, whether or not they use them. But they do have to declare that they're advertising now, whether, you know, they would have in the past is, you know, anyone's
and putting
guess,
your
really.
Name to something. I presume you have a team around you to say no, do or
they
do
now.
Don't.
Yeah. Like, I mean, back when, like, you know, with some of the ones that we're going to talk about, I think that the PR leash wasn't very tight on a lot of these endorsements. But it would have been it now. You've got an entire team of people saying this doesn't fit your brand. We're not going to take this endorsement. We're not going to take this sponsorship because it either does or it doesn't fit the brand of the person and the image that that person is trying to project.
And
you're
kind of pining for the past when things were just
pining
the Wild West.
A bit wilder. I love I love things like rock stars doing ads for like butter companies and Beyonce doing Nintendo DS and, you know, Helen Mirren on the Wii Fit and stuff like that. You know, that's what you want.
But I mean, pop stars. They'd be 50 pop stars. Pop stars, like doing butter things. Is that not like, it's ironic? Is that not the Bob Dylan thing I was talking about? By the way, Bob Dylan was Victoria. Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, it's so, you're after ruining one of my things.
Oh my God! Really, well, you can give me the full details. And I'll sit fascinated. Hold on a second. Like doing stuff like that is like, hey, nobody would ever expect me to do this. What a gas that would be.
Yeah, fair enough. But I know Bob Dylan is like takes himself very seriously or whatever, and everybody is supposed to take Bob Dylan very seriously.
Something like that,
right?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But like, yeah, there's a sense of irony to some of them, definitely. And like, you know, if you get paid, you get paid. You know,
well,
like.
But is that?
So whatever, we all need to pay the bills.
Oh, well then give us some of your top weird celeb endorsements.
So one of my favourites is from the, I think this was 1979 or 1980, this ad in particular. So Muhammad Ali was one of the greatest athletes, as we know, of all time. But in the 1960s and 1970s, his political activism and his sort of racial pride made advertisers very wary about working with him. But his image eventually ended up on a huge range of products like pinball machines and all this kind of stuff. But one of the unlikeliest ever was his endorsement of Decon Roach products. So this is basically to get cockroaches out of your house. So he was
like a mouse trap, a cockroach trap.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Muhammad Ali. Yeah. You want to get rid of your cockroaches?
That's literally it. So this was Decon Roach traps, right? So the tagline was Decon Foregone knocks out bugs in a whole room. So I actually have it. You have a clip if you want.
In other words, if you don't believe Afric, take a listen to this. Yeah. Take it away. Was he Cassius Clay at this stage? Or
he was
Ali,
I think, at that stage. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I told you I don't want you living with roaches. Now I'm going to show you how to kill roaches where you don't want to spray, like around food and dishes. Get yourself Decon roach traps. No poisons and no spraying. Roaches get trapped inside and wham, they're dead. When the trap's filled, throw it out. Power, but no poison. I think they're beautiful. Especially since your picture's on the box. Decon roach traps, more power to you.
So good, isn't it?
That's pretty, but when it traps something, you throw it. Do you throw out the trap with
it? Yeah, there's no poison. So you throw out, you can buy these in boxes. So what's gas is, right? When I went looking for this, you can buy mint condition Decon roach traps on eBay and on Amazon, and they're got with Muhammad Ali's image.
Oh, so they're worth a lot of money.
Yes.
Oh,
so right. They're going for like, you know, it's a lot for a roach trap, but they're going for like $165 upwards.
Right, yeah.
So you can get these in kind of mint condition and have
and you can take
Muhammad
it out
Ali.
Someday and amaze and baffle your
That's
friends.
Amazing.
Do you see what I have here? I have an anti-roach thingy, Bob, from Muhammad Ali.
Sit down, Dave. It's okay. We'll get your
I'd
brandy.
I'd love one of those. Okay. Let's take a look. That's Muhammad Ali
that's
and
Muhammad
cockroach
Ali.
Traps. Yeah. Who else are we talking about?
So in 1971, in honour of National Bible Week, Sonny and Cher gave permission for the use of their image in an advertisement attempting to make the Bible seem groovy.
And for the past 60 years, that's ruined America.
Basically,
very good,
yeah, exactly. So using religion in advertisements now is something we see less of at the moment, but it appeared in a 1970 issue of the TV Guide with Sonny and Cher's image on it and a headline that said, "Look who reads the Bible." And the small print of the ad reads, the people who make music today read the Bible. It's that kind of book. It can make things work for you. Read the Bible. Find out where all the music is coming from. And if you don't have a Bible of your own, we'll send you one for only $1. Hardcover and everything. And just one should do it. The Bible lasts a long time.
Do they get paid for this, or do they get a plenary indulgence?
I mean,
whatever that is, is you.
Plenary indulgence.
I love that phrase.
I don't know particularly how much money they may have gotten for this. It's hard to get the numbers on these things. I know,
I'd love
I'm
to
sorry.
Know that. Okay, but give us a few more. That's Sonny and Cher, the Bible.
Yeah, so speaking of the Bible, one of my favourite celebrity endorsements of all time was in the 19th century, and it came from Pope Leo XIII when he.
Pizza! No.
No. When he endorsed Van Mariani, which is an alcoholic drink based on cocaine and wine, and he lent his face to the brand's advertising campaign and even awarded it a Vatican gold medal.
So wait a minute, I'm doing the ad, I'm holding it up, I'm the Pope, it gets a Vatican gold medal.
Yeah.
That's kind of...
He was inventing ads, or he was inventing awards that could be given out to these to this his favourite product. So the copy is brilliant.
So like in other words, like it goes to some kind of advertising awards and the award goes to
basically.
Cheaper, the Pope's in the audience. We better give it to him. Okay, so what does it say?
So he said, so in the copy of the, it's a lovely looking ad as well. Like, it's one of those, you know, 1800s old fashioned, like in the paper kind of hand drawn ads. And it says, His Holiness the Pope writes that he has fully appreciated the beneficent effects of this tonic wine and has forwarded to Mr. Mariani, as a token of his gratitude, a gold medal bearing his august effigy. The tonic wine, and the tonic wine that they're talking about, the Van Mariani, it was actually a precursor to what would eventually become Coca-Cola, which
wow.
is interesting.
Okay, fair enough. So you're telling me that Pope so-and-so, whatever his name was, invented Coca-Cola, really?
Well, he quite invented it. He didn't invent it, but he certainly endorsed it. Okay. He loved it.
Pope Leo the something or other, okay.
Leo the 13th loved a bit of cocaine wine.
Okay,
apparently.
Fair enough. Glad to hear it. Okay, yeah. What's next?
So this is another one we have a clip for. This is, I talked about it earlier on. Prince of Darkness. He's kind of best remembered for biting heads off bats. And his work, yeah, Ozzy with Black Sabbath. But for a few years in the early 2000s, Ozzy became a household name to a new generation of fans, with thanks to the MTV show The Osbournes.
Oh, yeah. So that was one of the first kind of supposed reality shows.
And it was kind of MTV's first foray into reality TV as well, where they sort of stopped playing music videos and started showing programs you know.
Or started showing people's houses. So
exactly. Cribs. Yeah, exactly. Cribs, yeah. Exactly. So during that period, he decided to make, I would say Sharon decided to make a little extra few bob by shilling for America's favourite butter substitute. I can't believe it's not butter. So he did a few, apparently he did a few of these ads, but the one that I could find is this one that you have now. He's making fairy cakes with himself, a clone version of himself in a kitchen.
Separate two eggs and add to the flour.
I'm really digging this cooking vibe, man.
Okay, pass me the butter then.
All right, man. I can't tell the difference.
Tell me about it.
Good.
And that's how you make fairy cakes.
Fairy cakes?
I'm the Prince of Darkness. I'm doing rock cakes.
Yeah, me too, man. I can't tell the difference. Can you?
I'm the Prince of Darkness. I'm doing rock cakes.
I'm doing rock cakes. Right. Yeah, you have two rock cakes if you're the Prince of Darkness.
And I suppose the dog was running around the kitchen doing things on the kitchen floor he shouldn't be doing.
It didn't even look like his kitchen.
Oh.
It was like, I thought that would have been the attraction if he was doing it in his own kitchen, but it didn't seem to be his kitchen. It seemed to be in a kitchen in Semi-D somewhere. But anyway.
Ozzy, I wonder how much you got for that. Okay, Ozzy Osbourne, I can't believe it's not butter. Now, who else?
So we've got your favourite. So Bob Dylan.
Oh, gosh.
With Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
How did this happen?
I have no idea.
I don't.
Absolutely no idea.
Don't even know.
It's kind of because I can kind of thing.
I suppose. You said it was is it kind of ironic or what?
Yeah, I suppose that's the whole point.
Yeah, it is.
Ironic and then getting loads of money in the back door as
well. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was in 2004. He was 63 when he did this and he starred in a commercial called Angels in Venice. And the 30-second ad segment featured Victoria's Secret model is dancing around in Victoria's Secret underwear to his track Love Sick. And considering that it's a brand for kind of teenagers and young adult women,
it is a great song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But his appeal, I suppose, and his fan base would be from an older generation, I think it would be fair to say. So the pairing was kind of a collision of two very different worlds indeed. But when rock stars like that tend to do like commercials, they'd be deemed a sellout. But sure, he was a sellout when he went electric, isn't that it?
When he went to what?
Electric, isn't that, right. Yes, that what everybody says?
Yeah, that's what we've just been talking about. about 65, the movie about Dylan going to be in England.
Exactly. Yeah,
when he went
yeah.
electric. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Owen. Okay, who,
selling out
who
all
else
over
is
the
there?
Place. I've got Kim Kardashian and toilet paper.
Well, Kim Kardashian toilet paper. Now, hold on, let's start that again. Has Kim Kardashian done loads of stuff? Was she not the start of all this kind of thing?
She did a lot, yeah. I mean, she does. She does an awful lot now. Like, she does a lot of, you know, to partnership deals and stuff like that. But it's all carefully curated. You know what I mean?
Oh, this was an early one, wasn't it?
This was an early one, yeah. This was kind of in the, this is in 2000. It's not that long ago. It's 11 years, 2010. But she still hadn't hit her peak at that stage. But she's, but she did it. She did an endorsement of Charmin, and they said when nature calls, Kim Kardashian trusts Charmin to get the job done.
Does she now? That's more information, Kim, than I need to know.
Which is upsetting. So this is in 2010. So the she kicked off the fifth annual Charmin Holiday Toilets in New York City. I don't know what that is. But the pop-up shop, it was this annual event in New York City's Times Square. I'd never heard of it before. And it offered free toilets to shoppers passing through the busy city, so everyone's holiday shopping could go on unimpeded, even when nature made its call. And Kim offered her support to the brand by posing with two Charmin bears and cutting the ribbon.
Hold on, she got
which
free,
is not a euphemism.
They gave they gave free toilet. Wait a minute, it's not like you walked home with a toilet.
It was like
a free toilet with every kind of thing you buy.
No. It's like it when we were in the lockdown and everybody wanted more port-a-loos.
Oh,
do you remember that?
All right, so in other words, it's that you can use a port-a-loo.
You can use a free toilet.
Oh, you don't bring one home.
No, you don't bring one. Okay. I don't think you get one. No, I don't think it's like, you know, Trump's golden toilet or whatever it is.
Fair enough.
But whether or not she still uses Charmin is none of our business. I think it's fair to say.
Right.
Although she made it our business in 2010.
And she got a lot of money for it, yeah.
She did, yeah. Right, you'd have to, I mean, you'd want a lot of money for that particular endorsement.
It's all sorts of jokes about our business and getting the job done, etc. But I think we can move on. Where do we go next?
Do you want Trump?
Asha, why not? What's he endorsed?
Okay, so in 2007, before we had heard of Trump as a political figure, he was, of course, the star of this NBC's The Celebrity Apprentice. And it was at the top of the ratings and all of that. He was doing very well. And Donald Trump, he has had a lot of products, but he partnered up with the Sharper Image, which what I can tell is like a kind of a Curry's PC World sort of thing. So what they were doing, selling steaks, I don't know, but it was for Trump steaks. And Trump steaks, apparently, according to Donald, the Donald, were in a league of their own. They were USDA Prime Certified Angus Beef, flash frozen and shipped in a deluxe presentation box in case you like to get your steaks by post.
Yeah.
Which is how most of us enjoy them.
A special Christmas present.
Trump steaks are no longer available, unfortunately, but the legacy does endure. And we have a clip,
we
actually.
We do, indeed,
of the,
absolutely.
Of
the ad endures. So take it away, the Donald.
Yes.
When it comes to great steaks, I've just raised the stakes. The Sharper Image is one of my favorite stores with fantastic products of all kinds. That's why I'm thrilled they agree with me. Trump steaks are the world's greatest steaks, and I mean that in every sense of the word. And the Sharper Image is the only store where you can buy them. Trump steaks are by far the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had. Truly in a league of their own. One bite and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And believe me, I understand steaks. It's my favorite food, and these are the best.
Believe me.
No, it's like as though he's reading it by putting a line under each word as he goes along.
Yeah.
He's reading it like somebody who's three.
Do you know that was about, what's that, about 40 seconds? There's another minute in that.
Really?
In that ad, yeah, that I had to
cut
out.
Yeah, because I see you did a few edits, all right, yeah.
I did a few edits, yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's Trump and his steaks that you can order by post.
Okay, by the way, we are looking at mad ads, as in bizarre celebrity endorsements.
Yeah.
So keep going, yeah.
Yeah, so Cristiano Ronaldo in the news at the moment because he's making his return, his triumphant return to.
Because he got two goals the last minute.
Listen to me pretending I know anything about football. Anyway, so in 2014, Ronaldo became the face of the Facial Fitness POW, which is a Japanese device that's designed to exercise and strengthen your facial muscles to keep you looking young and smiley.
He's incredibly smiley. He's just constantly smiley, yeah.
Well, this is thanks to Facial Fitness POW.
I love
Japan.
So what do you do? You put something in your face and pulls the muscles.
So all you have to do is bite down on a huge wobbly stick and you have to nod your head to make it flap its wings for about a minute. And this promises that as a result, you'll look gorgeous for the other 23 minutes and 59 seconds, or 23 hours and 59 minutes.
Here's a quote from here. In my everyday training sessions, there is one area of my body that I hadn't been exercising, my facial muscles. That is until I discovered POW. Fantastic. I'm getting POW. If anybody's buying me a Christmas present.
Yeah, exactly. We get you toned
Brilliant.
Up around the face.
Fantastic.
So that is Ronaldo and his Japanese. Maybe it's one of those things like Joey and Friends that he did this commercial that he didn't think anyone would see, and then with the internet it just went everywhere,
really?
You know, that kind of way.
Okay, give us one or two more.
Okay, so I've got Snoop Dogg, who basically endorses anything that stays still long enough, right? So
okay.
When he comes to endorsement deals, he is the king of endorsement deals. He is willing to put his name to anything. He has put his name to Monster Energy drinks, Hot Pockets.
When I interviewed Snoop Dogg, he said to me that he was going to do a big thing about sports. He was going to call it the Snooper Bowl. And then he also said, and then he's going to open a Snooper Market. Seriously.
I wouldn't be surprised. He did an alternative Olympic commentary with Kevin Hart. Did you see that?
No,
yeah,
I'd
it was actually
that's
very good.
Yeah.
So he's endorsed microwave snacks called Hot Pockets. I don't think we have them here, but they're a big business in America. But he also got involved with Just Eat, the delivery service, earlier this year. So it's not, so Snoop is front and center of the ad campaign.
Every
he
second
also
thing going,
raps
yeah.
in the commercial, but he also did Norton antivirus software as well. He endorsed
really?
That.
Fantastic.
So if it's not nailed down, Snoop will endorse it.
Right,
basically.
Exactly.
That's
yeah,
the way it works.
That's what, yeah.
Do you want a last one?
Yeah, last one.
Okay. John Lydon.
That's the one I was thinking of at the very beginning.
To.
I didn't realise that Ozzy did one as well for butter.
Yeah, who you were just talking about with Owen earlier.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a bit ironic because back in 2008, the king of punk, John Lydon, appeared in a series of adverts for Butterfirm Country Life.
Was he Johnny Rotten in the ad or was he John Lydon?
I think he was John Lydon in the ad. Yeah, he wasn't. But he said, look, the number varies, but what I read, he got $8 million.
Sorry?
So this is something
I would have
insane.
Done it for less. I think everybody would.
Oh, she should
$8 million.
That's what I read.
Fantastic. No wonder he was giving out about the other
that
Sex Pistols in the movie.
An absolute lie, but that's what I read. So, but he said that he did it to fund, he made no apologies for it, and he said he did it to fund his tour with Public Image Limited, which was his band after the Sex Pistols. But he was, it's very strange because he said anything he wants to, anything he can do to, you know, give British business a hand, he's very happy to do, and he won't take any criticism.
And don't mention
whatsoever.
The $8 million.
Exactly.
All right, listen, Afric, thanks a million, Afric O'Connell. I'm going to go out with that ad. This is John Lydon, Johnny Rotten on Butter. Thanks a million, Afric.
Thanks.
Do I buy Country Life butter because it's British? Do I buy Country Life because I yearn for the British countryside? Or because it's made only from British milk? No, I buy Country Life because I think it tastes the best. It's not about Great Britain, it's about great butter.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.